When you were asked to come on and brought on, what were the expectations?
Well, I had several discussions with members of the board about the expectations, but I think in general what they want is for me simply to advise them on the best practices being used in the country. It's been a long time since Michigan State had a national presidential search. And, you know, things have evolved over time in terms of what you do with that search. I more informally said that I'm something like Jiminy Cricket in the movie Pinocchio. I'm kind of like a conscience, but I don't actually have any power.
What are the best practices to get the right person?
Well, it's very important to start off with some idea of what it is you are looking for, right? So are there certain skills, certain characteristics that you know that you want to get in this person? Because you want to be sure you've got the best fit for the job. I think it's also very important not just that you get the right candidates, but that the candidate believe that Michigan State is the right fit for her or him.
Part of this person's, whether it's a man or woman's job, is engendering the trust again of the students in the community, right? And how is that going to happen?
Well, I believe you're right about that. And, you know, it's partly a matter of being sure that you've got good policies in place, that you've got good procedures in place, and that you've got good people in place. And, you know, some of these policies and procedures, such as mandatory reporting and so on, I think those are already being implemented. But I also think you've got to think, as you said, about the more proactive measures. Bystander training so that somebody's in trouble at a party, the other people there don't just shrug and turn away, but they know what they could do that could be a practical help. And, you know, frankly, plenty of advice to young people as they enter the university about being aware. Most sexual assaults at universities are not happening with strangers. They're happening with people you know. And we also know that there are, you know, situations that are setups for sexual assault. I often said at Virginia that alcohol is a tool of the predator. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that doesn't mean that everybody who's drinking alcohol is a predator by any means. But predators are using alcohol as a tool. And that's a message that recent high school graduates have not necessarily heard.
You are listening to my interview with former University of Virginia President Dr. Teresa Sullivan, who's serving as an advisor in the search for MSU's next president. We asked her how the committee will know if a candidate has empathy.
Well, first of all, there'll be extensive background checking, which will include talking to people who know this candidate, both people the candidate's told us about, but also people the candidate has not told us about. Certainly for somebody in the academy, there tend to be vast networks of people who know you, people who were your supervisors, who were your students, who were your coworkers. There's lots of people typically that you can talk to and interview. And, you know, you want to ask questions about all kinds of things, but is there anything here that this candidate wouldn't want to see in the newspaper? Is there anything embarrassing? Any serious mistakes, you know, lots of questions like that you can ask on background.
That was an excerpt from my interview with Dr. Teresa Sullivan, the former president of the University of Virginia, who's serving in an advisory role in MSU's search for the next president. In East Lansing, I'm Laura Michaels.